Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko hail ka ye neo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hotien has ago hail ka ye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko hail ka iye. Neo o. Nahasta be kaje hail ka iye. Yode askas ebel hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko hail ka iye. Neo o. Tazikre go hail ka iye. Tistaninel go hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone ko uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Sote sendo sembel hail ka iye. Ayash doklesh hat hat go hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Sits is got hanal ye go hail ka iye. Sits is bits ka ho jo go hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Konsa ha kespel hail ka iye. Nahat a astopet hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Nas ina yel yel bet hail ka iye. Koto si hasem bet hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo o. Sahna ge holo go hail ka iye. Big e hojon holo go hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go uo hail ka iye. Nezone go hail ka iye. Neo.
I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long, till the reason for hope keep on holding on. I am a human, well I am a child like her, and if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, haven't I suffered for too long? This is the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, yes, I'm a childlike girl. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a ooh, I'm not black, and I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Is the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, well, I am a childlike girl. If you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, haven't I suffered for too long? This is the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, yes, I'm a childlike girl. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, well, I am a childlike girl. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light.
One 100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnaldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Kerry Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Jalisco, greetings. This is El Ross Smith Bay, and you are tuned in live to another episode of Indigenous Culture, Reclaiming Your Heritage, Part 1 of a 12-part series. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Wonderful night.
Okay. Today is March the 14th,
2017. I'd like to thank the ancestors, the ancestors, for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information to the world. I say. All right, tonight, as depicted by the title, Indigenous Culture, this is exactly what we are going to go into. The culture. What is our culture as the indigenous people of America, our heritage? What is our birthright, right? What is our inheritance, okay? What is our culture? See, in a word, culture, you can hear cult or the, you know, the occult. Cult. So, as always, we're always going to look at the origin of the word, okay? We're going to go into the etymology, right? So we can have a better understanding of what these words actually mean. Actually, at its root, it stems directly from Middle English, denoting a cultivated piece of land, or from Latin, cultura, which is growing or cultivation. Okay? It's cult. And as we broke it down, we see that it comes from cult, which is growing or cultivation. Okay? Cultivation of the soil, or cultivation of the mind, etc. Culture, right? What is our inheritance? What has our people been doing? Progressing and cultivating for the world. What is our contribution to the world? To our progeny, right? Well, let's get into it. I have a book here with me, okay? And on previous shows, such as Indigenous Agriculture and Reclaiming Your Heritage with Thel Rossmith Bay, you may want to go check out those shows, previous shows, because I expound upon our contributions, the indigenous American contribution to the world, okay? Tonight we're going to speak, or we're going to dwell into, you know, or we're going to dwell into an issue or into a culture that is very, very highly known within the scholarly world, within history. It is one of the most advanced civilizations on the planet. Know of it as ancient Egypt. Okay? So we're going to deal with that culture. Okay? And I have a book here with me. The title of the book is When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. Okay, what is so fascinating? By the end of this show, you will know for a fact that ancient Egypt originated and began in the Americas. And then a second Egypt was created from the original Egypt of the Americas, and was created in Africa, what is now known as Africa today, what is now known as Egypt today. Okay? We will also know by the end of this show that many cultures and many advanced peoples, civilizations, etc., were actually in America, but were shifted through what is known as historical revisionism to other places in the world when originally they were in America first, or that is the original homeland. And again, this book is When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. And it is a very telling book, okay? This is the number one bestseller. All right. Number one Dallas Morning News bestseller, okay? It's nonfiction. And it's, what's so beautiful is that it states the facts, the referencing. Okay, it has the documentation, the proof, etc. All right. And now I'm going to read from a couple of chapters because I know that my time is short, but I want to get a lot in within this 10-minute time frame. I'm going to read straight from chapter 3. Let's begin. And it begins by saying, ancient writings, including an autobiography left by Moses or Musa, explain that a civil war in Central and South America had forced the Egyptians to flee from the Americas. They escaped to the east side of Africa, where they built a second Egypt. I'm going to just let that simmer upon your brain. Okay, I'm going to let that float into your nervous system. I'm just going to pause and take a moment for you to absorb that information. And as you absorb this information, I want you to marinate upon the words that I just stated, because now I'm about to give you some hard facts. Okay? Now, I know some people might say, you mean to tell me the first Egypt is in the Americas and the second Egypt is in Africa, and they've been hiding this all this time? That is exactly what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm telling you, okay? And I have a couple of documents that I'm going to read to you from a book excerpt stating, when following the course of the constellation, those immovable and perpetually fastened upon America are reached, it will appear that while all that is sublime in the historic past centers upon Egypt, all that is sublime in the prehistoric past centers upon America, a.k.a. Atlantis. And as to the curtain which has hitherto concealed the prehistoric connection between the peoples of ancient Egypt and of America is lifted, it will be seen that the people of the eagle on the Nile, being descended from the original people of the eagle, twain are one, and that prehistoric America was the original Egypt or eagle land prior to the mighty dispensation in the days of Peleg, when the earth was divided and the great globe itself was nearly rent asunder. Firstborn among continents, America has been falsely denoted or denominated the New World. Hers was the first dry land lifted out of the waters. Hers was the first shore washed by the ocean that enveloped all the earth beside. And while Europe was represented only by islands rising here and there above the sea, America, aka Atlantis, already stretched in an unbroken line of land from Nova Scotia to the far west. And for those of you who are unaware what is Nova Scotia, it is translated into New Scotland. Okay. Dealing with Canada. All right. Dealing with Alaska. All the way to the far west. Okay. Have a map dating back to 1763 showing how coast of North America was known as the West Indies, land of the West. Okay. So again, I want y'all to marinate. Let you marinate upon these words that I have just spoken. Let me allow y'all brain to digest this information. Excerpt that I have just read from comes from a book, okay, called New Light from the Great Pyramid. Okay. And it goes on further to say, no, I'm not going to read that because I have I don't have that much time. But I gave y'all the gist, you know what I'm saying, the meat and potatoes of that excerpt, okay? And I'm not finished yet, all right? I'm only beginning. Now I'm going to read to you the indigenous people of America. I'm going to read to you a certain clan that is located in their empire that is located ranging from Florida to Louisiana, you know what I'm saying, to Georgia, even to Texas, certain parts of Texas. And it is, this clan is called the Ouachita, previously the Wichita Indians of Louisiana. Okay. These people are recognized as the oldest indigenous people on the planet by United Nations in 1993. And what's so spectacular and amazing about these people is that you can trace their name, you can trace their ancestry to the indigenous. These indigenous people, you can trace their ancestry to the original Egypt, which is located in America. Now, before I begin, I'm going to start off by saying that the Wichita Mounds, which is, you know, these people called mound builders that we were here in America creating pyramids all along the Yucatan Peninsula, all along the East Coast, okay? Now, the Wichita Mounds, as they may have appeared at their creation, have been dated back to 6,000 years ago, okay? Now, meditate upon that. Now, go look at the date where they show you Egypt's pyramids when they were created, okay? The Great Pyramid, when that was created. All right, let's look at Tawdi Ouachita. What are they actually saying about them? Well, Ouachita can be traced to the Achit, which is from Egypt, and was a form of Hathor, and was identified with the appearance of the sky in the north when the sun rose. She is either depicted in the form of a woman, having upon her head the crown of the north and a scepter round which a serpent is intertwined. In a wing, Uraeus wearing the crown of the north. She was the prince of Buto and Delta. Now, what's so incredible is that America, or Amaruka, which is the original name from Amarukapana, is known as the land of the winged serpent. Okay, that is the direct translation from what is known as the Medjugorje today, which is traced from the Quechua Indians right in South America. Now, my show is coming to an end. Sadly, I have about 1 minute left. So if you want to call in now, you'll be able to ride on with me because I'm going to go into overtime 15 minutes beyond. Then the show will shut down automatically at 10:45 p.m. Okay. Now I'm going to continue by saying that the goddess Uchit from the Egyptian goddess Uchit is serpent-headed. America or Maruka is known as the land of the winged serpent. That is the direct translation from America, coming from Amaru clan of South America, where they had an entire empire, okay? And this is where you deal with Maru or Meri, which is, or Ta Meri, which is the original name, Ta Meri. So you can hear that America within the original name of Egypt. You flip that Ty Mary and you get a Medi Ta or a Mary Ka. Okay? That's that one letter rule where they switch one letter so they can confuse you. We in overtime. You know, I really don't have much to say now. See if anyone wants to chime in or ask a question or whatever. Feel free to make a comment. Last four digits ending in 1800. You have a question or comment for me?
Yeah, Salam. I know you don't have
Salam.
Much time. I'm gonna hurry up and try to ask my question.
Oh no.
So you were.
We went past the 30-minute mark, so now we have 15 minutes beyond. It's just everyone that didn't call in won't be able to hear until the show has loaded.
Oh, okay.
Well, continue.
Well, my question was, so if it was a second Egypt started, does that mean that our ancestors, the indigenous Americans, went and started another Egypt and we're, like, linked to each other? Or how does that work?
Yeah, that's actually... That's basically what happened. And what happened was, like you just stated, we first were already over here and we created that first Egypt, Ta-Meri. And then time period, cataclysm happened. And then we went to Africa and created a second Egypt, which is now what people know today as where Egypt was. You know, evidence of that can be looked and can be found within that whole culture there by simply looking at a lot of the sculptures and archaeology, like a lot of the ancient cities that they say, like Jerusalem and all those ancient cities, they're actually missing. Like there is no sign of them within that Egypt, but if you trace them in America, you can still find these ancient cities. Also, there's a dog within America called the Zolo, and it's all black. It has pointed ears. Okay, this is where Anubis or Anpu can be traced from. Because when you look at ancient Egypt, there was no black, you know, whole black coated dog with the pointed ears. And what's so interesting that even up to this date, still in Mexico, you can still find how they say this all-black Zolo dog was known as the spirit of, you know, the afterlife. You know, it was the measuring of souls. It was like a, you know, the embodiment of, like, the soul reapers taking souls and transferring them to the underworld. And that same... you know, ideology can still be found in America, it can be found in Egypt, dealing with the Anubis. So there's two alike cultures with the same legend. So one must have originated from the other. you know.
Right, right.
But yeah,
right.
That's how you can tell we're all connected. That's no question.
Yeah, that's amazing. I like that because I'm always looking for new information, and, you know, that's very interesting. I like that. Thanks for answering my question.
No problem. My pleasure. You know, you have anything else you want to ask for?
No, I just think it's really dope that your platform is, you know, teaching new minds and opening people's eyes to critical thinking and different ways to embrace our culture. And I just think it's dope.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, that's my
all right,
mission.
Well, I'll go ahead and let you go. But you keep up the good work.
I will, most definitely.
Shalom.
You have a good night. All right,
you
shalom.
Too.
Thanks for calling in. All right. Yeah, I'm going to just speak upon a few points. And I call it a night. You know, I'm going to make some similarities clear to certain people that may not have seen it. If you look at the pre-Inca, you know what I'm saying, sculptures, and you look at the Egyptian sculptures, you'll notice that they are all similar. You look at the pre-Inca sure, and the ancient Egyptian architecture, you notice they're all similar. Okay? You can find that same serpent that is upon the pharaoh or the pharaoh's head is also found with on the pre-Inca Aztec, you know what I'm saying, Olmec heads. Hey, you can look at the whole oblong, you know what I'm saying, that whole long, that practice of elongated heads, you know what I'm saying, that is attributed to Egypt or ancient Egypt can be found with, there's other similarities, you know what I'm saying. The Hopi Indians have a ceremonial dance that is identical to the Dogon dance, okay. And the list goes on and on. You know what I'm saying? The ancient Egyptian god Hopi is identical to the ancient Aztec god Quetzalcoatl. All right. You look at the lip plates within, you know what I'm saying, Africa. And then you go to Brazil, you see the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's all interconnected. And it all began in Maruka. You can even go as far as looking at the mummies within America that they will not, they fail to mention. But you can look at the Chinchero mummies of Peru, 7000 BC, you know what I'm saying? Or you can go into pre-dynastic Egypt, look at the mummies, 5000 BC, all right? Or you can go to Palenque, South America, you can find mummies, gold, silver, you know what I'm saying, ornaments. So that destroys that whole myth of how saying that burial grounds or mounds and pyramids within the Americas were more of temples, you know what I'm saying. They weren't literal burial grounds like Egypt. When in fact, like I said, Palenque, South America, you can find actual mummies inside the mound. Okay. So that Pan-American supremacy, you feel me? Pan-globalist paradigm, that paradigm shift of the highest degree is in full play. That being said, I'd like to thank you everyone for tuning in to another show. This is El Rashmit Bay. And I'll be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Do not forget to hit that follow button. That way you can be notified whenever I'm going to do another show. Okay. Your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Thank you. Wanishi.
I am a human. haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a ooh. I'm not black. And I'm not...